goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
So soon, my friends, we have arrived at the Friday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. If you would like to participate, 800-848-9222 is how you do it. Give us a call, 800-848-9222. A full news day, as always. We never have slow news days. There were days, years past, decades past, when you arrived at the summer season, the news cycle slowed down, Congress went home, people were enjoying themselves on vacation. Now, to steal a phrase, the news never stops. It just doesn't. Ever. And it's a good thing, because that means that there's always something interesting in the news to chat about. Of course, the trial of the hush money trial of Donald Trump is still going on, a trial that should not take place. Polling says that the majority of Americans do not feel confident that a jury in this trial can reach a fair verdict. Gee, I wonder why. Why? Only 44% of respondents said they were confident in the juror's ability to deliver a fair verdict. That compares to 56%, the majority, for those of you educated in public schools and not proficient in math, like I was. I had to take math. I had to take algebra three times in summer school before I got it right. But summer school was fun. So I liked summer school better than I liked regular school. Summer school was awesome. I used to have to go to Long Island City High School, so you had to take the subway ride from over there. Subway, you know, yes. Summer school was just sweet. You get there early in the morning. It was still kind of a little cool. You get out of school around noon before the heat takes off. Young ladies were wearing their summer attire. Even back then, and summer attire was a lot different than winter attire. Anyway, I digress. Most people, majority, 56%, say that they don't believe Donald Trump can get a fair verdict with this jury in New York. And why would they? 73%, overwhelming. Say they don't believe these charges should disqualify Donald Trump from the White House. 76% registered voters who support the former president say they'll back him regardless of whether he's convicted of a crime or not. Is it a... Yes, Sade, is it a crime? Just triggered? Yeah. Let's see. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is asking this judge... This political hack judge, I shouldn't be calling the man names. All right. Asking this judge, who to me, based on my opinion, has shown some bias already. Former President Trump and his team are requesting that this judge immediately lift the gag order. 45th President Donald J. Trump is again the Republican nominee for President of the United States and is currently dominating the polls. However, he's being inundated by the media with questions because of this rigged Biden trial, which President Trump is not allowed to comment on or answer because of Judge Juan Merchan's unprecedented and unconstitutional gag order. His opponents have unlimited rights to question, but he has no right to respond. There's never in a situation like this in our country's history, a candidate that is not allowed to answer questions. Even crooked Joe Biden is talking about the sham case and others inspired by his administration. We request that Judge Merchant immediately lift the gag order so that President Trump is able to freely state his views, feelings, and policies. He's asking for this congressional right to free speech. If it is not granted, this again becomes a rigged election. Well, hello. No doubt this will be added to the list by Adam Bragg and his associates of violations of said gag order. And they'll be looking for some relief. Okay, the college campuses are, across the nation, they are still in a shambles. Shambles, I tell you. There were, not funny, not even politically funny, pictures today, I believe, I forgot which one of these campuses, now there are so many, of a protester holding a sign calling for final solution. Yes. Now, anybody that has studied history understands what the final solution was. The Nazi Hitler attempt to exterminate the Jewish people, carried out as best they could during World War II with the death of millions of Jewish people. Numbers between 8 and 13 million people exterminated. Total death toll, World War II, still never figured out. The movie that was created, yeah, there was, I have to remember the name of the movie. There was a movie that was, that is a very effective movie about the meeting that took place where this final solution was adopted as the policy. You have now people showing up on some of these college campuses actually advocating final solution. Also, another story, the flag of Hezbollah has appeared. They are a designated terrorist group. That was at Princeton University at a protest. People there waving, or a person waving, the Hezbollah sign. Can you get arrested? I don't know. They don't seem to be arresting many of these people except for, oh, there's a college professor. Now, this one was mildly amusing. She's yelling and, you know, going into full Karen mode when the police are trying or apprehending her. They finally put her, not funny, but, and she's, I'm a professor. I'm a professor. Doesn't matter. They took the professorette down, put her on the ground, cuffed her, and took her away. I'm a professor. Well, he's still arrested. Another little bit of hypocrisy noted. Hypocrisy, of course, can be found throughout the political process. Not limited to one party, by the way. The director of the FBI is being accused of hypocrisy for a lot. And this, I must say, very good observation here. The director of the FBI accused of being a hypocrite for allowing the targeting of concerned parents, Trump supporters, American Catholics, but not monitoring, he says, protest on college campuses. Director for Christopher Wray asked in an interview Tuesday about actively monitoring the rallies erupting across college and university campuses. We do not monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence. Well, it seems to me there's an awful lot of attention paid to that protest. When was that protest? About January January. It's the 5th, 6th. Right. FBI seemed to be all over that one. But they don't monitor protests, it says here. Whoa, no. But they can, the FBI can monitor you if you're a Catholic and you take your religion seriously. Actually, there's also a story, or yesterday, didn't have a chance to get to the story. The Republicans are looking at up to 13 different banks that were helping the FBI, apparently, and other monitor the account of people that they thought were connected with January 6th. But here you have director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. No, we can't be bothered monitoring those silly demonstrations on college campuses. Why, they're only flying flags urging the final solution of Jews and raising the terrorist group Hezbollah's flag. Why would the FBI at all be interested in those sorts of things? We've got other things to do. We've got to monitor the nation's Catholics. And we've definitely got to put in place monitors for you parents who don't want your children mutilated. Yeah. Or you parents who dare go to school board meetings and complain that your children are being raped and sexually abused by transgendered children, like in Loudoun County, Virginia. No, we're monitoring that, but we can't at all be bothered to monitor what's going on these college campuses. Here's that story about that happened at Emory. Her name is Carolyn Folan. Sounds a little bit like Fraulein. Oh, no, never mind. Carolyn Folan. Wrestled to the concrete by a cop after she tried to intervene during the arrest of another demonstrator. The academic, 57 years old, was among the faculty arrested at a pro-Palestinian encampment. And this is down there in Georgia. These people ain't got what? I mean, used to be. I mean, this stuff used to happen up there at North. Down south, no protesters about some Hezbollah. Now it's even infecting the South. Down at Emory College, yes. At George Washington University. You believe they actually named the university after a Yankee? Oh, I beg your pardon. Next thing you know, they have Abraham Lincoln University down there. Yeah. She tried to intervene in the arrest, this professor at Miss Folan. And then the cops took her. She yells, "Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!" She steps back. The cop lunges for her again, grabs both her wrists, orders her, "Get on the ground!" She refuses. Ooh, that's called resisting arrest. Now, you don't want to try that if you happen to be black in certain places like these liberal cities. You don't want to try resisting arrest. You might, I'm just funning with you folks, you might get a knee on your neck. You're talking about, I can't breathe. Anyway, the officer continues, and then she calls on the Lord. "Oh, my God! Oh, my God!" She falls. Her glasses fly off her face. The cop, starts pressing her into the ground. He calls for backup because this professorette is one tough cookie. And as they begin, the backup arrives, and as they begin to handcuff this unruly woman, she yells out, "I'm a professor! I'm a professor! I'm a professor!" A crowd gathers. They then start hurling abuse at the police officers, calling them fascist, Hitler. They call these police officers just trying to enforce the law and ensure safety. They started calling these police officers rabid dogs. Yeah, they call the cops Hitler. Well, it's not supposed to make sense. You're trying to actually explain. My nephew's wondering, why are they calling the cops Hitler when they are holding up signs for Final Solution? It is not. These are college kids. They are little liberals. They only know the words and these little slogans that they've been taught. Call people racist. Call people Hitler. Call people fascist. That's what they learn in school. They're just doing as they are taught. Anyway, the little professor is out of jail now. I think they took her in and she bailed out. I don't see that in this story, but if she's not bailed out, she will be. Protests happening at the University of Southern Cal. There's another student leader at Columbia whose remarks have surfaced. His quote, his name is Kymani James. Kymani. January video services of him saying that Zionists don't deserve to live. And he urges, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. Yeah. At Columbia University. Again, I am urging all of you protesters who feel you are being unfairly treated, like our professorette there. I'm a professor. Chicago. Democrat convention. Show up. Show up in numbers. Let your voices and your numbers be heard when the Democrats meet in Chicago. Bring your protest right to power. Bring your protest to the door of power. You can speak truth to power at the Democrat convention this summer. 1943, Gary Wright, American singer-songwriter, member of Spooky Tooth, had this solo single. 1976, Dream Reaver. Time to check in. Road to the election. And coming back, your calls to 800-848-9222.
Help me to forget today's pain. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
1960, Roger Taylor makes it into the music scene. Well, not the music scene yet, but he will. Drummer with Duran Duran. This is notorious. Diego likes all of Duran Duran's music.
Every single song, baby.
Duran Duran, you got to say, they do have a sound.
I grew up watching their arena concert film, and they just went completely crazy with it. They added all these effects and all these characters to it, and it was surreal, absolutely surreal.
I've never seen that.
It's very good. All their music videos have just so much creativity to them, and you know they're definitely like a boy band, I'd say, but they have the talent to the musical talent to back up.
My favorite Duran Duran is A View to a Kill. I thought that was really an exciting piece of music. Yeah, I know it's a movie soundtrack and all, but they're great musicians.
Amazing.
Yeah.
John Taylor, best bassist in history, in my opinion.
Well, and there you go. I would counter that with other names, but let's get back to the new before people. You talk about music too much. Okay. Let's see. Hypocritical. I said hypocrisy is all over. This story I actually love. Hypocritical anti-cop New York City council members. Those would be the ones, ladies and gentlemen, that are all in favor of the criminals being loose on the street so that they can attack you and your family. These are the same Democrat progressives who care less about your safety, your liberties, but they do embrace the criminal element among us wholeheartedly. Anyway, a squad of anti-cop city council members are now begging New York City police, the same ones that they want to tie up with this business of bureaucracy that they have to report every time they talk to somebody and make a record of it. These same ones are now begging the police for protection because some of them have gotten death threats. Oh, no. And some people are rightly asking, why don't they just go hire private security? Of course not. They're not going to pay for it. They want the very police that they trash to protect them because they have gotten a few threats, some of them. Yousef Salam is one of them. Then there's this councilwoman, Shahana Hanif from Brooklyn, who is complaining about elevated and especially concerning threats that have been phoned into her office. And she's praising, believe it or not, police are being very responsive. Also, Carlina Rivera from Manhattan, very vocal critics of the New York City Police Department. All of a sudden, police send us the cops. People are threatening us. They don't care when you're threatened. They don't care when the hoodlums and thugs roam the streets. In fact, they do all they can to make sure that the thugs don't have to stay in jail. But oh boy, somebody's threatening them. So now the police must come to their rescue. Yes. There's more. Oh, Diego. We must. There's Da Fanny is in the news. We must, before we leave here today, report the news on Da Fanny. And it is time-sensitive news. Wings, Paul McCartney. And what's wrong with that? On this day, I'd like to know. You know what else happened this day? Today was the opening day back in the day of Studio 54. Anyway, 1976, Wings at the Speed of Sound goes to number one on the U.S. album charts. Let 'Em In was on that album, and this one. This is one of my favorite Paul McCartney songs. Time to check in with Traffic and Kim Komando. Coming back, telephone calls will be in the mix at 800-848-9222.
This is The Rush Hour with Bose Nerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Rush.
It's The Rush Hour with Bose Nerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
...1997 sad news on this day. Ernest Stewart played keys with KC and the Sunshine Band, passed away, had an asthma attack. But, of course, as we always say, the music will live on and continue to be blazing. KC and the Sunshine Band on WABZ Talk Radio 77. Bose Nerdly's Friday Rush Hour. How appropriate. Give it up. Baby, give it up. I wonder if Nathan liked this song. Nathan who? Nathan Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Fanny is in the news.
Everybody wants to see my Fanny.
Fulton County, Da, District Attorney, Da Fanny has been threatened with a protest over a cocktail event that she is scheduled to attend tonight. That's right. The event is to take place in Miami. In Miami, Florida. It's called Cocktails and Conversation Mixer featuring Fannie Willis. The event is hosted by the National Association of Black County Officials. Sounds a little bit segregated. Well, anyway, that's beside the point. The National Association of Black County Officials, NABCO, is holding the event. On its invitation, there will be networking, music, cocktails, and a DJ. And Da Fanny will be in the house. You can mix with Da Fanny. Now, protesters are threatening to show up. And we hope that this is a wonderful event for Da Fanny. I wonder if Da Nathan's going to come, so to speak, and hang out with Da Fanny now that he's no longer working with her. They're free to resume their, you know. Or it's a cocktail mixer. Maybe she can meet a new squeeze. Make him the new prosecutor. Anyway, in Miami, Florida tonight, I don't know what time this thing starts, but cocktails and conversation with Da Fanny. New Yorkers, a little bit of news for you. It's not such good news. It's not quite brilliant as you might like, but you better get ready. If you plan on driving your vehicle into Manhattan, it's now been announced the date that they're going to rob you. I'm sorry, that they're going to charge you more to drive in the congested area. This congested planning scheme by the Metropolitan Transit Authority, which can never get enough money to fill its coffers, so they're grabbing more from you. Congestion pricing will start in Manhattan on June 30th. So if you're planning on being in the area, just plan on spending $15 a day more for your commute in the congestion zone. That is below 60th Street in Manhattan. If you happen to be in a truck, you might pay $24 to $36 a day. And taxi fare and Uber and Lyft fares are going up too, so that the liberals can take more of your money under this woe-begotten scheme to limit congestion. There is an article, ladies and gentlemen, in today's Daily Mail. Me Too backfires. Rapist Harvey Weinstein may walk free, and warns Maureen Callahan, the desperate media mob and rotten U.S. justice will have done more damage to women than this monster ever could. That is a column today by Maureen Callahan. I noted in the headline. We're trying to get Maureen. We have this great. A booking guest is a really hard. It's not easy. We have a great booker. Her name is Anne Marie. She's awesome. Anne Marie's trying to get this lady lined up for the show if we can talk to her. Because this article is real. I'm going to put it aside. We'll see whether we can talk to her maybe one day early next week about this Harvey Weinstein thing. This article is a humdinger. Oh, guess who's arguing against immunity, for presidential immunity? The turtle, Mitch McConnell. You can find it in the hell. He said he doesn't, I don't think presidents should be immune from criminal prosecutions for their actions in office. That's what Mitch McConnell is saying. I wonder what Princess Di thinks about that. News over at, yes, calls. I'm going to take some calls. News over at CNN, they let go of Poppy Harlow. Poppy Harlow's out. I know you don't watch, but still, Poppy Harlow's out the door. 16 years. So, with that, people have been holding. It's Friday. Let's take calls. Let's start off with Misty in Georgia. How are you, Misty?
Hello. Hi,
how are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to comment on the Emory University professor getting arrested.
Yes, yes.
Well, at the same time, simultaneously, there was a protest in Kennesaw State University here in Georgia. And I was very upset because I was appalled because I used to work there back in the 90s, and we had a president. Her name was Betty Siegel. She was Jewish, and she built that college from the ground up, practically. It was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When she came.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to know that us here in Georgia do not agree with all this malarkey that's going on.
Yeah, you know, these kind of protests only used to happen at the liberal northern universities on either coast, on the left coast or the east coast. And now they seem to have just spread like crazy. And many of these college students that have been interviewed, some of them don't even know why they're protesting, believe it or not. I can believe it.
They don't know what they're doing. You know, when I first started listening to Rush, I was a person from up north that grew up in a liberal family, and Rush taught me who I was. Well, I already knew who I was, but everything
politically.
That's correct. Yeah, I figured out I was conservative because of him, and I used to enjoy, you know, listening to him talk about.
Let me tell you, my darling Misty, you are not alone. The same thing happened to me. I never identified as a conservative before Rush. And the same thing happened to millions and millions of other Americans. And that is why liberals, even now Rush's past 3 years, continue to try to vilify him every chance they get. Because he was so effective at helping put American politics in perspective for people who didn't even know that they were conservatives. My darling, we got to check in with Lou Dobbs. So glad to hear from you. We're going to take more calls when we get back. Oh, you don't have to say you love me. As soon as you hear that opening, you know what it is. Yes. Dusty Springfield, born on this day. 1966.
It wasn't me who changed, but you.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Yeah. 1977, Studio 54 opens. It was a hard place to get into. Of course, I got into it back then, more than once. Even Chic was denied entry on a New Year's Eve gig. They were invited by Grace Jones. They wouldn't let Chic in. They wrote this song afterwards. 1978, La Freak. Yeah. Diego played in what's left of Studio 54.
Yes, I did.
You said, yeah, what is it now?
It's called 54 Below. It's a cabaret club. I played a tribute show for the girl band Boy Genius.
Mm. Well, the next time you play 54, you got to let us know.
Yeah, it was a last-minute thing, so I didn't even... I barely had time to prepare. I was kind of unprepared, if I'm being honest, but yeah.
Well, you got to let us know where you're gigging. We like to send people to go see you.
Next one is May 10th, Friday.
Where are you gigging?
It's First Live in Brooklyn.
Cool. All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen.
James Golden.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Stop. I forgot to do one news story here. You know, Harvey Weinstein had a good day in court, but another famous individual didn't. Robert Sylvester Kelly went to the appeals court to try to get his conviction, his 20-year prison sentence overturned, and they said no. They reminded him also that he was acquitted of 7 of the 13 counts against him even after the jury viewed those abhorrent tapes that were part of the trial. Oh, you know him, Robert Sylvester Kelly, R. Kelly, who right now I understand is working on a song I believe I can bend over and grab my ankles. Anyway, it's time.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
Andrew, you are next. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Yeah, the protesters, it's a disgrace because I think of history with Martin Luther King leading peaceful protests against what Biden believed in, segregation. He didn't want his kids to go to the, quote, racial jungle school, and he was friends with those Klan guy, Robert Burr. So it's like you saw Martin Luther King with the three-piece, with the suit on and people peacefully gathering, black and white. So these kids mess up my historical reference.
And by the way, let us not forget, I'm glad you said that. Let us not forget who was standing side by side with black Americans as they sought their freedom. And those were many, many Jewish Americans, including some who lost their lives because they were trying to agitate for voting rights for black people. And today, some of the descendants of those people who gained their rights during that momentous civil rights the descendants are protesting, waving the banner for Hamas. It is Hamas. It's disgraceful. Let us go to Dave in Long Island. You're up next.
Thanks, James. Great program. You're a music person, of course. You've got to listen to a song written 50 years ago by the Kinks. The name of the song is When a Solution Comes. You were talking just a little while ago about protest signs that say Final Solution. Well, those words are exactly in that song. And not only that, it mentions the Jews or the Arabs and the Israelites, that they're all going to feel the bite when the solution comes. It's amazing. It was a 3-album series called Preservation, and it's about 50 years old, but that song is hauntingly accurate. So I hope you'll check it out.
Thank you, Dave. I so appreciate the suggestion. Let's go to Ricky in New Jersey. You are up next.
Hi, Mo. Bo. I'm a little nervous.
Hey, Mo. That's okay.
Well, Mr. Snerdly, I thank you for taking my call. I listen to you and, of course, Sid in the morning and Mark Levin in the evening. But what I suggested to the gentleman who took my call, I listen to Fox News, obviously, and 770. And they keep talking about Trump's trial and how it's a farce. He's not guilty. There's no crime. There's no reason to be there. And I would like to suggest for him to do what I did back in school when the teacher couldn't find out when somebody did something and she was going to keep the whole class after school. And I said, I got work to do, and I walked out and nothing ever happened. I would like Mr. Trump.
Well, let me tell you something. If Donald Trump walks out of this trial, something will happen. These people have aligned every force legally they can to destroy him. And he should not play into their hands. He's already fighting them on this horrible unconstitutional gag order. And that he should just continue to do. But don't think that nothing would happen to him. These people mean to destroy him. Paul in New Jersey. Very quickly, time is running out. The closing theme is underway. You got to make it quick. What's on your mind? That's what's on his mind. He made it quick. On that happy note, Russ, 20 seconds. Quick question. What's your question?
Well, Mr. Georgia should look into the lynching of a Jewish person named Leo Frank, an early example of a real criminal pretending
to be. Okay, I said quick, and you're going with the monologue. What was the question?
The question is, should the FBI investigate agents of Israel who are subverting our political process here in the United States?
Where do you come up with this stuff? The FBI should do its job and actually get behind what's happening on these college campuses with these pro-terrorist groups. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, your families, your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me, allowing me to be with you. God willing, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we will see you. The James Golden Show on WABC. Until then, my friends, bye.